Here we are. This is Real World Radio on air. 3w.realworldradio.fm.
ESCOM is a state and the state is ESCOM. A new study commissioned by Groundwork Friends of the Earth South Africa and released today reveals that 51% of deaths due to respiratory illnesses and 54% of deaths due to cardiovascular diseases in the Highveld area can be attributed to South African parastatal energy utility ESCOM and its outdoor pollution. Home to 12 of ESCOM's coal-fired power stations, most of the Highveld area was declared a priority area by the government in 2007 because of its health implications. An independent researcher and some experts were commissioned to review tens of studies which had already been done in the past, showing the impacts of ESCOM. We now share an interview with Bobby Pig by Real World Radio.
We are in contact with Bobby Pig, Director of Groundwork Friends of the Earth South Africa. Bobby, welcome to Real World Radio once again.
Jose, well, thank you, and thank you to the listeners for tuning in.
Okay, Bobby, we know that Groundwork Friends of the Earth South Africa has revealed a new study in which you showed that ESCOM's, the electricity utility from South Africa, it's having heavy impacts on health and lives of people, especially in the Highveld. Bobby, what can you say to us about that? How did you do that study? Why did you do that? And what are the most important results that you find there?
Jose, what was really important for us was when we were talking to people in the Mpumalanga Highveld, which is just near Johannesburg in South Africa, between Johannesburg and the Kruger National Park, when we were talking to people that were living next to the coal-fired power stations, that were living next to the coal mines, we started realizing that many people were very ill. And as a result of that, we started looking around us and we could see these very big coal-fired power stations, these very big coal mines. And, you know, it doesn't take a scientist to link what has happened in terms of air pollution and then link that to health. So what we did was we then asked a researcher, independent researcher, to do a study for us. And she took 37 studies on health that looked at people's health and looked at coal air pollution from the area. And she then, after several weeks of looking at all these studies, comparing them, laying them on top of one another, it was very clear that ESCOM was causing a serious impact on people's health. And what we have in the area is that for the people that are suffering from respiratory illness, 51% of those people that are suffering from respiratory illness, that is caused because of ESCOM's coal-fired electricity. And 51% of people that die because of air pollution, outdoor air pollution, is because of ESCOM's air pollution. So that was a really significant finding after much review and much correlation of these various different studies. These studies are critical in that these are studies undertaken by researchers that work for ESCOM, and so ESCOM knew and knows of the impact of their pollution. And so we have decided to make this public, and it's the first time ever in South Africa that we're having this type of information made public in a way that is comprehensive. Now, the reason why we also undertook this was not only because of what we saw and what we heard from people, but critically, ESCOM is now asking our government to be exempt from air pollution emission standards. For many years, ESCOM, together with the South African government and the communities and groundwork, have agreed and negotiated air pollution standards for ESCOM power plants. And now ESCOM is saying, sorry, we cannot meet those air pollution standards. We want to be exempt. And we are saying this is unconstitutional and it should not be allowed to happen. ESCOM must meet the law as was negotiated and agreed upon in a democratic manner. And so we're saying to our government in South Africa, do not under any circumstances allow Eskom to continue harming people's health and well-being by the pollution they are causing, and therefore government must not allow Eskom these exemptions or these postponements in terms of meeting the air quality standards. And critically, we are also saying to government that they need to clean up the air that is so polluted in the Highveld area, and also that they need to deal with the very many illnesses that are in the Highveld area. And finally, you know, what we have seen in front of us is very sick children, very sick elderly people, but we need to recognize that sick children become sick adults. I think what's really important for us to recognize is that we're asking three things of government and of Eskom. We are saying to Eskom and to government that you need to protect people's health and well-being, because that's a constitutional commitment in South Africa. Our constitution guarantees us clean air. And therefore, government must not allow Eskom to emit emissions that are above the World Health Organization guidelines and the South African standards. They must not be permitted to be exempt or postponement of the air quality standards. The second thing is that government must deal with the polluted air in the Highveld area. It is very polluted. We know it's been polluted since 2007, when that area was considered a hotspot, an air quality priority area. And since 2007, the air pollution has just got worse in the area rather than better. And what is critical is this evidence that we have now developed and are presenting to the public and to Eskom and to government shows that people in the Highveld area are ill. Children are ill. And when we have ill children and sick youth, those ill children grow up to become ill adults. And if Eskom and government does not take urgent action to reduce the pollution, the result is going to be that we are going to have a very sick nation because of Eskom's pollution.
Okay, Bobby, there is really a lot to talk about what you are saying, and I will be trying with you to go through some points. It's really awful what you are saying about the results of the study, and it's absolutely understandable why you made it. I would like to know, Bobby, which institutions or groups or scientists were involved in that study, that groundwork decided to do, Bobby?
So we had an independent researcher, Liz McDade, an environmental researcher, who compiled looked at all the 37 studies and then did a report for us which highlighted the consequences of the pollution on people's health. We have then also interviewed a variety of health practitioners, environmental scientists, Dr. Eugene Kierncross, occupational health physicians, Dr. Rajan Naidu, Professor Rajan Naidu, and Professor Senior Lecturer James Earlham from the University of Cape Town. And all these people have raised concerns about how pollution could impact upon health, and specifically how Eskom's pollution could be impacting upon people's health and well-being in Mpumalanga. So we have got a broad range of very key, important, and influential scientists, talking to the report and talking about the concerns that we have had. But what is really critical also to understand, Jose, is that the 37 studies that we reviewed were studies that were done by consultants, by health experts, by air quality experts that actually work for Eskom as well as for government. And so what we did was just carefully and methodologically put all of this information together in order that the public can see it. Just up until very recently, Eskom did not want to release certain health studies that they have been doing in the past. And we had to seek a legal intervention, administrative legal intervention, to get this information, which they finally delivered. So yes, we have a range of experts and a range of studies that has informed our position.
Yeah, that's absolutely important, Bobby, because, you know, I was asking myself about that, because sometimes, or lots of times, the corporations, owners, or even the people, normal people, which are not related to these things, think, okay, how do you connect the illnesses or the deaths to the real practice or the real work of a company? So in that case, you could follow and you could do an investigation which could absolutely make that connection.
No, that is, and I need to stress the fact that this isn't research that is new. This is research that has been out there for many years, and research that has been carefully interrogated and peer-reviewed by a variety of different scientists. And what we have come up with is, you know, Eskom has said it will cost them 200 billion rand to be able to meet the South African law. So to be able to stop the pollution, they will need 200 million rand. And we have said, and we have done investigations, and it is clear from the investigations that we have done, that if Eskom does not spend this money, this 200 billion rand on air pollution reduction processes and equipment, the result will be that the population will get ill and the state will have to then pay an amount of about 230 billion rand. We're talking about $23 billion. The state is going to have to pick up, because Eskom is not prepared to spend $20 billion on improving the coal-fired power stations. So we also need to remember, Jose, that Eskom is the state, and the state is Eskom. Yeah. It's a public utility, and that is critical, because at the end of the day, government has to spend this money, and the question is when. And do you wait for the population to be ill and sick and unproductive, and then you spend the money? Or you don't spend it and you allow people to die? Or do you spend the money now and protect people and build a society that is functional and sustainable?
Yeah, that's absolutely right, Bobby. And I was going to ask you something related to that, because it seems to be so much perverse. Because when you see that, according to your press release, the Highveld was recognized as a pollution hotspot by the Department of Environmental Affairs. We also have, at the same time, that recently Eskom made public its health reports commissioned in 2006, where they indicate that 8 power stations operating at the time were in this Highveld area were cumulatively responsible for 17 deaths and 661 respiratory hospital admissions per year. At the same time, the company, Eskom, that you, as you say, this is the state of South Africa, are asking for these exemptions and are saying we cannot meet those minimum emission standards. So how do they explain those very big contradictions, and how do they operate in South Africa, Bobby, to try to influence on the people and make the people think that nothing is happening? In which ways the state and the company work in the national arena to make people think that nothing serious is happening when you find those big contradictions?
What is really important, Jose, is to recognize that the South African state is a corporate state. It's a state that is governed not by the people of South Africa, but rather by what corporations and how corporations put pressure on both our politicians as well as Eskom. Of all the energy that Eskom produces, and you know, Eskom's energy makes South Africa the 11th biggest greenhouse gas emitter in the world. 45% of our greenhouse gases in Africa come from South Africa. And if you look at that statistic and you compare it to the world, we should be a population that is as well off and as protected as Sweden and as comfortable as Sweden or Norway. But we're not. We are sick and we are dying population. And the reason being is that we spend so much energy and which results in so much pollution at a local level as well as at a climate level, because all this energy is going to big business. The big multinational BHP Billiton gets electricity cheaper than what it costs Eskom to make electricity. So people have to pay for with their lungs because we give BHP Billiton cheap electricity from coal. And of all the energy in South Africa, electricity, people only use 1.8%, 18%. And in the majority of cases, what's really alarming is that the poor do not have access to electricity. So they do not only breathe in Eskom's pollution, which affects them at a local level, but also they have to burn coal in the homes, which also causes ill health. But the critical thing is, even if we allow and even if we give energy to people in the homes, Eskom's pollution still will produce the excessive deaths that we have. So it's not only about cleaning up and giving people access to energy that is not polluting, but it's also about cleaning up and making sure Eskom moves away from coal. Because at the end of the day, people that are living next to Eskom in the Highveld are suffering because of Eskom and are suffering because government is just not giving them their constitutional right, an environment that is protective of one's health and wealth. And that means energy that does not harm you.
Yeah, Bobby, you were mentioning before Professor Regen Naidu, occupational health physician at the University of KwaZulu-Natal. He's worried not only about the cases of respiratory illnesses, he's also very worried about the cardiovascular problems and also about long-term effects such as cancers. And at the same time, he's becoming much more concerned about reproductive effects, the effects that this may have on pregnant women, on the unborn fetus. That is what the press release of Groundwork says. So we have some other problems and very, very big concerns about health also in the population, Bobby.
So what is critical to understand, Jose, is that, yes, it's not only respiratory problems. Eskom, besides, you know, since 2002, Eskom pollution has increased. For instance, its particulate matter, the dust that gets into one's lungs when one breathes, that has increased by 74%. The sulfur dioxide has increased by 22%, and the nitrogen oxide has increased by 44%. And this is already from a very bad base, a very high pollution load. But there's something which is not discussed often, and that is the issue of mercury. Eskom, I know, is confidentially worried about the mercury pollution from their power stations. And Eskom makes up 75% of all of South Africa's mercury pollution. And what is critical to understand is that in terms of the fetus and in terms of unborn children and in terms of young children, mercury impacts upon the fetus while it's in the mother's womb, as well as young children in terms of development retardation. So it is important to recognize that these are the issues that face us beyond just the respiratory problem. And what is really interesting is that research has shown that the pollutants produced by coal combustion can lead to heart disease, cardiovascular disease, where one's arteries are blocked and one gets heart attacks. So, you know, this reality is linked very closely to the pollution that comes out of coal. So, yes, it's not only the air that we breathe, but it's in terms of respiratory problems, but it's the air that we breathe impacting upon our heart and impacting again upon the unborn. So you're going to be having children be born with already a disadvantage when they see the light of day for the first time.
What I would like to know, Bobby, is what do people say in these high-filled areas? What do people say, for example, the Mpumalanga province? I would like to know what people feel, what people denounce, if the people are worried.
So I think, you know, people are clearly understanding the reality that the air that they breathe is not safe. They are living in a society where they recognize that government prioritizes industry over their own health and well-being. And people are concerned about what they see, what they breathe. And all of this is, you know, being dumped upon a population that is very high in unemployment. So people can't even say, okay, I've got some resources to look after my health, or I can move to a place that is not polluting. In Mpumalanga, the majority of the population, Jose, is the poor who are stuck and are not mobile, and they have to face this at a daily level. And you know, what is really critical, people are turning to government and they're saying to government, you need to help us. You know, you are our democratic government that we voted into power. You need to help us. And so there's a desperation at the local level, and a very deep recognition about the challenges they face. Because these are challenges not only about ill health and about Eskom's air pollution. These are political challenges about getting your politicians, your democratically elected politicians, to actually listen to the people and not to corporations.
Okay, Bobby, anything else that you would like to add before the end of the interview? So whatever I didn't ask and you think it's special and necessary to add, Bobby?
Yeah, I think the most important thing, Jose, is to recognize the fact that, you know, in the solution that government has to find for the local people, we have a solution that does not only deal with protecting people's health on the ground, but it will be a solution that gives us a just transition away from dirty, unhealthy fossil fuels such as coal, and, you know, shift our electricity, our energy mix to renewable energy and affordable for people that cannot afford energy now. And, you know, as we all, you know, have these big discussions in Friends of the Earth International and in a whole lot of other spaces, the important thing for groundwork is, if you deal with the local air pollution problems, we will deal with climate change by default. Don't try and deal with climate change without dealing with the local problems that people are facing on the ground. So I think we have a double victory if government listens to us. Yeah, it's a victory for local people and it's a victory for the world.
Thank you very much. It's important maybe to add, Bobby, that 90% of the energy produced by Eskom is based on coal fire power stations. Is it okay, Bobby?
Yes, unquestionably so. I mean, and that is the reality, is that, you know, we need to recognize that it is. You know, Eskom depends solely on coal, and when the World Bank gave Eskom a $3.75 billion loan, only 6% of that loan was used for renewable energy. The rest was, you know, pushed into coal-fired power stations of Medupi. And, you know, that is important to be able to recognize. So, yeah, you know, let's clear the air. and let's get ESCOM to act in a meaningful way.
Okay, that was Bobby Peak, Director of Groundwork, Friends of the Earth South Africa. Bobby, thank you very much. It has been very, very nice to be in contact with you and with so much information about this new report that Groundwork is releasing today. Thank you, Bobby.
Thank you, and yeah, hopefully we speak soon, Jose, in regards to all.
Real World Radio, broadcasting three words, building popular communications by Fowai.